Pierre Zavala, Noel Wells, Jason Mantzoukas, Horatio Sands. Ready to go, Dan Deacon. Woo, we're on a ride, folks. Yeah, we're on a roller coaster. Strap in. There's my voice. I hear myself now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm loving Dan Deacon's sound. It gets me going. All right. Let's lower it a little bit and welcome everybody. There he is.
Alright, I should be perfectly honest with you. The moment the curtain rose up, my computer started freaking out. I have no idea what's going on, and I showed up about 10 minutes before we got here. So I think maybe I should just stop playing that song and see what's going on inside my computer. Not that I know anything about computers, and I'm having sort of like one of those nightmares where you have to be back in high school for some reason.
That's his latest song, My Computer is Fucking Up. Even when it fucks up, it's awesome, Dan. All right, there we go. Welcome, everybody. You guys know how Improv for Humans works. Maybe you don't. So what we do is we get a word, we'll tell a story, and then we'll do some improv on that. And we're going to do at least a couple of Dan Deacon songs, and he's welcome to join us for any stories. And we're going to do some collaborations with him at least once, if not a few times in the show. And of course, if you ever feel inspired, Dan, jump in.
Thank you.
I know you're looking at your equipment right now. But let's start off just analog, old school, and just get a word from the first row, since I can see you. Give us a word to begin.
Fireworks.
Fireworks is what I heard. Oh, that's a good one, too. I just got in trouble with fireworks. I can just so many times. I remember a party in Chicago. I don't know if Horatio was there, where we were in an alley. Just everyone was drunk, just fucking throwing fireworks at each other. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And at some point someone said, this is really stupid. What the fuck are we doing? Because yeah. It's almost like you feel at some point like, well, like that guy on the Giants. What was his name? That blew his hand off?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah. He just fucking, he held a bottle. It was a bottle rocket, wasn't it? Or a Roman candle? Am I getting it wrong? M80? That's not a firework you hold in your hand. That's not the classic holding your hand firework.
Isn't that like a quarter stick of dynamite?
Yeah.
This is going to be fucking rad.
We go to some football players with fireworks on the 4th of July.
Wait, why were you playing with fireworks? You were just throwing them in an alley? Is that what you said?
It was the 4th of July. I was celebrating freedom. The freedom to do stupid shit.
You've never thrown a pack of firecrackers into someone's car?
No.
We're not destructive and pointless.
I set off a brick of firecrackers in front of Second City, very drunk, and it was like 12, it was like midnight, and I just lit a brick of firecrackers, and
I also don't know what a brick of firecrackers is.
They come in bricks? Yeah, there aren't many things that are measured in a volume of bricks. But the things that are dangerous.
It's like 50
it's never
packs
like, ooh, I got a brick of marshmallows.
We cut to a Starbucks. Can I get a brick of Americanos, please?
Sure.
I'm having a big party.
Yep, great. Do you want those individually, or do you want them in a strapped together with twine?
I'll be honest, I was just told this order. I've never ordered a brick. I've ordered a bale before.
Yeah, well, obviously you know the secret menu here at Starbucks.
Yeah. Is a brick smaller than a bale, or is a bale mini bricks?
Oh, sir, you actually don't know the secret menu, so...
Like I told you, I was told the order.
A brick is much smaller than a bale. If you would love a bale of coffee, I can give it to you. I just need 45 minutes.
Oh. How about a quarter bale?
A quarter bale of coffee is a brick.
Oh, now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting it. Now I get it. Okay, well, how
four
much cream do you...
Four bricks is a bale.
Excuse me?
Four bricks is a bale.
I got it. I got it. I get that. I'm not stupid.
Four bales is a drum.
A drum?
Yep.
Oh. That's interesting. Okay. Puts me in a different shape. We're putting squares in a...
Don't think so limited as to the shapes of them.
Right. After all, grande means large and it's medium.
And also, coffee is a liquid.
Don't be an asshole. I get it. It's weird just to go from... Okay.
Sorry, I'm in a rush. Can I get a swarm of tea?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. Warm. Ooh, Emma, I'm sorry. We're out of swarm cups. I can give you the tea in two flocks.
Yeah, okay, I'll just share with somebody. Thank you.
Great, no worries.
Is four flocks a gaggle?
Yep, four flocks is a gaggle.
I'm getting
three,
this now.
Three gaggles a pride.
You see, you're switching. Okay. How much cream would you suggest for a brick of coffee, though?
Do you like your coffee light, medium? You know, like how much do you normally?
The way you put it makes me afraid to answer. Do I like it light or medium?
Like
you went to from a shade to a size.
I understand what you're saying. I would recommend just a pint of cream.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Yep.
And scene, folks. One of several Starbucks scenes we'll do tonight. All right, let's get another word, please. Maybe over here in this direction.
Haircut.
Hair what?
Haircut.
Haircut. You guys got a haircut story? Okay.
Well, I cut my bangs on the go, and I knew I needed to cut my bangs, and I cut them in the hotel, and then did it in the sink. But then I was like, I'll clean this up later. And then when I got back, it was cleaned up, but I can't even imagine what they must have thought that I did or why there was just so much hair in the sink. Yeah, and I did not do a good job, so I keep, like, just cutting as I... Like, it's like an OCD sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and a haircut.
Is it these bangs?
These are these bangs.
Oh.
Yeah.
They look good.
Thank you, Sashir.
So this story was this weekend?
This story was, like, 48 hours ago.
Wow.
Would you
That's
be
a hot
shocked?
Story.
Would you be shocked to find that the person who cleaned your room saved your hair?
Put it
in a baggie.
Oh man!
Split it up amongst the staff.
No. I did that.
You'll never guess what I found.
Oh no!
Jackpot.
Yeah.
I did that exact same thing, except it was my mother's hair, and she was going to Chile, and I was like, "Oh, if she dies, you know, I'll have the hair to hang out with."
To what?
I was a little kid.
To clone her?
I guess I was. It was before cloning.
Oh, you're a kid.
I knew maybe someday there would be cloning available, and I did. I saved a clump of her hair till I was way too old. I think I was like 22 when I finally set fire to it.
You set it on fire?
No, I did. I just threw it out.
Previous to that, you had
once
braided
she got back.
It into your own hair, right?
Hey, guys, the woman who was in 406 who left the big mess for everybody that we all had to get in there and clean up.
Yep.
I got good news, bad news. Bad news did not leave any tip. That was
maybe
weird.
The mess was the tip. She thought.
Well, that's the good news. I found out it's Noel Wells.
Ooh, yeah. Wow!
Who? Who's that? I've never heard of her.
Well, she has the best film at South by Southwest right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously a cunt, but you know. She's famous.
I know who you're talking about now. Yes, I do.
The room where there was shit everywhere but the toilet.
Yeah. Yes, I heard of that.
She's heard of that?
I heard of her doing that.
Oh,
I heard of that room.
It's a power move.
It's such a power move.
But guys, now we have her shit.
Yeah.
We can sell it.
Yeah, let's eBay that.
eBay shit.
So should we eBay one brick of it or... split it up and we all go our own ways.
I thought they only came in loads, the shit.
I think it's logs.
Logs, of course. I'm so sorry.
Logs or pellets is mostly what I've seen. Loads is a very different measurement.
Well, this was one huge log. We all know that.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Just around
split up
the
all around.
Yep.
But once again, do we split it up?
Ooh, guys, I'm looking on eBay and it says you cannot post things like feces.
It's okay.
What?
We can just go straight to the black market for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I heard of this website.
You think we should go to the dark web with this?
The dark web. Yeah, there's this whole website where people collect things from celebrities and...
Oh, celebrityturds.com?
Yeah, yes, you've heard of it, yeah. Yeah, you just have to get Bitcoin and...
we cut to a... So this deal does go down, but of course they have to collect the turd at some point. Secret location is determined behind a dumpster at a Target. We cut to that deal going down. All right, here it is.
I thought there'd be more.
Holy shit.
Yes, it does look like a holy shit.
Holy shit, yeah.
Do you want any proof that it's hers or this?
Yes, please prove it.
Well, here's a picture of her eating a Cobb salad 24 hours before the shit. And as you can see, there's a lot of corn in that shit.
All right, freeze. We're the police. Whoa. We've had this dumpster staked out for weeks, just knowing that you guys would be selling turds.
Excuse me, officer.
What?
This is my jurisdiction.
What? You're what?
I'm a Target security guard.
You know what? I'm on your turf. I'm going to let you take over.
Thank you, officer.
Target security guard.
Target security guard.
That's me!
Target security guard.
That's him.
Hey, Glenn, can I talk to you in my office for a second?
Absolutely, man.
We're having a lot of stuff, merchandise and stuff, get stolen from the store while you are out back staking out a dumpster. We need you in the store, Glenn. We need you in the store.
Okay, but some crazy stuff's going on back, too.
Is this imaginary thing you're telling us about where people are selling celebrity turds behind our store?
It's not an imaginary
Glenn,
thing.
Glenn, are you back there smoking weed?
Yeah, but also, I'm busting criminals. But I'll make it back in the store. You have to know, celebrity shit's being peddled outside of our store every day.
Every day?
Every day.
How can there be that many celebrities leaving shit around for everyday turd sales?
You ever been to the basement of a hotel?
What?
That's all they do is collect feces and urine.
Wait, is that what happens when you flush a toilet in a hotel?
It goes and it gets saved.
It goes into a sorter?
And then it gets sent to the government.
How does it know? How does the sorter know if it's celebrity shit or not?
Because you check into a room.
Glenn, are you high right now? Like, we need you
There's
on
There's pictures
the floor.
Of people
Glenn,
eating got
People
cops
are
out.
Stealing towels like crazy.
All right.
We cut to a restaurant serving Cobb salad. Hi, I want to order the Cobb salad, but I see a lot of paparazzi out there.
Yeah.
It seems like they're focused on all the celebrities eating Cobb salad. Am I imagining that?
No, that is happening, yeah.
Okay, can I get a table not near the window then, if I'm going to eat my
Cobb
salad?
It's the only one we have available. I'm so sorry.
I think this is a setup just to get me to eat Cobb
salad
so you can get a photo
of
it.
Matt, over here, get the Cobb salad, Matt. Get the Cobb salad.
Oh, you see, they're asking me to get the Cobb salad.
Over here. Bring it out here when you're done.
No.
Over here, Matt.
Matt, if you're not getting the Cobb salad, get corn on the cob. Anything cob-based.
No.
Eat a Ty Cobb baseball card, whatever. Just kidding. You look great, Matt.
Ty Cobb baseball card? That is on the menu. That's not going to show up in my poop. But sure enough, it did.
How much you want for this?
The Ty Cobb card. Or the fact that it's in this celebrity poop.
Both. Being an original Ty Cobb card, it's worth about $50,000.
But it's not mint condition anymore.
Okay. But what celebrity shit did it come from?
Fucking Matt Besser.
Okay, same price.
And see, that was insulting, folks. No extra value. At least it didn't decrease in value. Dan, can you give us a song? Are we fixed up there?
We're fixed.
All right, let's do it. What's this one called?
I'm going to do one that has the least options of failing. And if the song just abruptly stops in the middle, just that's the new version of the song.
Oh, okay.
It's one I did the last time we got together. The song's called When I Was Done Dying. Okay.
the future music, motherfuckers. Wow, Dan, I probably said it last time. That's a mouthful, man. Fuck you, Bob Dylan.
What was the name of that tune?
It's called When I Was Done Dying.
Damn.
And at the exact moment I started, the battery pack in my in-ear monitor so I can hear what I'm doing immediately died. Think about that one, Alex Jones.
Austin.
So what's the lyric about looking up in the sky at I'm sorry, I didn't write it down.
I kind of only know them if I say them in order.
I know. I find that about musicians. You guys have to do it in order. You can't remember.
Oh, I was laying on the ground. I was in the desert with some friends, and I was looking up, and these two big horses. I was tripping. These two horses stood above me, and they had these big like Nike swoosh grins, and I was like, "This is great." But I knew if I had like really wanted to like, you know, touch the horses, you know, but the moment I did, they vanished as their mouths were there, and these grinning Nike mouths. You know, like when you're hanging out with your buds in the desert.
Yeah.
What were you tripping on?
I can't disclose that information.
I'm going to say shrooms or acid. It's going to be my guess.
They were mushrooms.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you know where I can get some?
If you whisper a crime, they can't charge you.
That's what I've heard, but, you know, people told me that in a whisper.
We cut to some drug dealers on the corner. Hey, guys. Are coming.
I know, but don't worry about it.
Remember, you can sell drugs, but only at a certain volume.
Hey, guys, as long as we're talking normal stuff, we can talk in normal voices. It's only when we get to the illegal stuff,
right? That's
right. Sorry, I'm super new. I just got in the game.
Noelle's been here forever. She knows the game.
Oh, yeah, no, you're a legend on these streets.
She's even quiet when she doesn't have to be.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever heard of ASMR?
Yeah, sure. It's the people who fetishize the clothes.
Shh, yeah. So it's like, I found if, you know, I started whispering because of the drugs, yeah. But then I also started just, like, getting these waves of just pure ecstasy, so now it's my way of life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hashtag ASMR life.
I don't even need drugs anymore.
You don't?
No, I just need whispers. I've been trying to get everybody addicted to it, but, you know,
I can barely hear you, but did you say you don't sell drugs anymore?
Oh, no, man, I just whisper.
I've been giving you a lot of respect all these weeks. You're not even selling drugs here in the corner?
Oh, no, I am. I now set up shop where people can come, and if they pay me money, I'll whisper and tell them that they're really good and that they don't have to be hard on themselves. And I swear, my business is booming.
Oh my God, there you are. Can I get some of those whispers? I'm like fainting.
Yeah, baby, just sit down.
Okay.
You are okay.
Yeah.
All right, your pain is going away.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And the whispery compliments continued to the point Sashir forgot that she was on a street corner, and she's got into like a kind of a squat position and went to like a naughty state. Naughty. Almost about to sleep state. As she, the compliments continued.
Yeah, I'm going to start that business.
You can do anything you want to, Sashir.
I can do anything.
What if you're not good enough?
Oh, no.
What if what your business fails?
Oh, no.
This is my turf.
Hey.
Get off my corner. Go whisper somewhere else.
I don't know. I'm just out here whispering.
That's right. On the streets, there are bad whispers.
I'm trying to have a legitimate business here.
Why haven't you called your mom?
Oh, no. Oh, man, this is fucking me up.
But she couldn't get off the whispers, and it wasn't just for the weekends anymore. So we cut to the office during a major presentation that Sashir's giving, but she's still addicted to the whispers.
Yeah, man. So, okay, my idea is Nike horses. Nike will sponsor horses, and then they'll smile and...
What is she talking about?
Oh, my God, I love that. Do that again.
Do what?
Speak softly.
What?
I loved how you spoke softly. Do it again. I'll suck your dick. Please.
Excuse me. I come from here. I'm from Japan. I'm a Japanese businessman, and this is highly not good.
We understood the first time you said it.
This is not good.
We cut to HR. Sashir, Japanese clients were very angry in both Japan, Japanese, and English.
I saw.
Are you addicted to whispers again? Are you still on the whispers?
I can stop anytime I want.
Can you?
Yeah.
You're not bringing any whispers to work, are you?
No. No.
Okay, everybody. Looks like we have a new person joining us at the meeting today. Welcome, Sashir.
Hi.
This is a no-shame zone. We are all battling with our own addictions to whispers. Those sweet, sweet whispers.
Dude,
in our ears.
I'm having a bad, man. I was in a windstorm around trees this weekend.
Oh, boy.
And I just...
Oh, boy.
Ooh. It was everywhere. I thought it was.
Ooh.
You know when you don't know?
Yeah. I was flipping channels the other day, I'm going to be honest with you, and the horse whisperer was on. And I watched the whole damn thing. Oh, boy. It was electric.
You know, my whisper addiction got so bad that, you know, a lot of family and friends were talking about it. In hushed tones.
They don't even know.
They're not whispering, though.
They're enabling you.
Yeah.
I spent all of last Sunday watching golf.
And scene. Humans, let's give thanks to Blue Apron. Let me tell you why. Not just because they're a sponsor, one of the best podcasts in the universe, and by one of, I mean the Blue Apron. They make eating easy, and I mean not the crappy kind of eating that you guys do, where you go to the fast food restaurant. It's you got to make your meals. That's the only way you can be anywhere close to being healthy in your life. But I'm not patient with making meals. Why? Because it's the ingredients. I don't like getting all the ingredients together and chopping it all. I don't like doing all that. But Blue Apron, they do all that for you. Less than $10 a meal. They deliver it. They got these recipes that are fresh according to the seasons. No more overspending at the crap food restaurants. Not to mention, they're going to local fisheries, farms, ranchers that do it right. And they ship the exact amount of ingredients required. That's the thing for me. And it's good. And I can make it. I've made all these things this week. The salmon piccata. I made the pork chops miso butter. The vegetable chili. I love chili. And I love vegetarian chili. I'm a meat guy, but I like this vegetarian chili. With baked sweet potatoes. And, of course, the spicy shrimp coconut curry is my favorite that I've had before and made again. Humans, first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/improv. blueapron.com/improv. That's the word improv. Do it, folks. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Humans, we're all fans of Mike Hanford. He's an I4H regular. You got to go check out his Questions for Lennon. That's John Lennon. That was a character he did on Comedy Bang Bang. He's got his own thing on StitcherPremium.com/Lennon. I guess this is this new thing we're doing with Stitcher. So to listen to all three seasons of Question for Lennon, go to StitcherPremium.com/Lennon and start your free trial. There you go. Even though I can't see the back row, I know there is one. It sounds like a big back row, doesn't it? All right, let's have a suggestion from the back row.
Back row is making the front row look like losers! The wings are getting rowdy.
They think they're the back row of the side. What?
No, I'm sorry.
Did you just say economy space travel?
We want a suggestion, not a guided by voices song. Okay.
All right, we're good, back row. Mistake. Let's go space travel. All right.
Oh, boy. Teachers on spring break. What the fuck is happening?
What school do you teach
Teacher's
for?
Teacher's gonna party too. The cats partay while the mice is away.
Dan, can you turn the volume down on the back row?
The weird thing is, the volume is not the back row at all. It's this section of the front row over here.
Who, me?
Oh, God.
All right, enough. Seriously, guys. Space travel. So, did you guys see that Mr. Musk, Elon, is sending two people? Is it to the moon or Mars?
Yes.
It's the moon.
To the moon.
Who?
Someone's disagreeing with me. Is it Mars
both.
Or the moon?
There is both.
But he's promising it next year, isn't he?
That's
2018.
That's the moon trip.
Right, that's the moon.
And it's. I think it's not landing on, it's orbiting the moon, I believe is correct.
So the thing that makes it unique is that they're just normal people?
Correct.
And do they have to train?
I'm assuming so.
You know what? Shut the fuck up. What the hell?
I don't like conflict. Sorry.
It turns out to say it.
I can't imagine being on that flight with only one other randomly picked human and then having to fly around the moon and then getting into a fight with that person.
Okay, let's cut to that.
Oh my God, it's always been my dream. Ever since I was a little girl, I've loved space and stars, and I used to go, you know, look at the
sky. Shut up! You have not stopped talking since we've been on this ship.
Excuse me?
I just want like 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes to like chill. Did you bring a book or anything?
No. I thought that the space would be enough, honestly.
Okay. Well, it's not.
Okay.
It's...
Okay. Yeah. Folks. Okay, yeah, sure. I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet.
That's great.
That's fine.
Great.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
Folks, if you look off to your right, you can see the moon's largest crater, known as the Genesis Crater.
Genesis Crater, I know. Okay, I remember this because in eighth grade, I had to do a whole project about it, and it was one of those things. It was like, I didn't really know going in, and then I did all this research for it, and then I really got into...
I was about to say that, but you go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So you know that there's a lot of people that think that there's conspiracies, that mm-hmm. we didn't really actually land on the moon, but mm-hmm. a lot of people, we sampled the actual lunar surface, and mm-hmm. scientists have been able to confirm all across the world that none of it actually, all of it, none of it comes from Earth.
Shuttle 1, this is Mission Control. Come in, Shuttle 1.
Oh, I'll take this. Hi.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Hi, I can hear you. Okay, I'm in space. Great. It's okay. So fun.
Give it to me. Hi. Yes, we're here.
We're just calling to let you know that we're going to turn off your microphones for us in here.
What? No.
So
I need you for guidance.
We can still see you, but we will not be listening to you anymore.
Wait, why? I mean, if we need help, what do we do?
It's just a lot.
You mean the grandeur of space? And
no.
Yeah, because I feel that too.
Just
he
a
means
lot.
You.
Me?
You are a lot.
What do you?
Your stories. They don't go anywhere. There's no structure to them. You just keep talking. And it's like, what's the point?
Folks, we're about to pass to the dark side of the moon where you might experience moon bends. If you don't know what moon bends
are. Okay, so moon bends, they're just...
Moon bends are where...
Are where you... Okay, I'll try
oh my God.
Just let him say it.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I obviously I'll let somebody else speak even though I know everything.
It's when time slows down. Where 1 second seems like 1 hour.
We go to Sashir's face as she realizes that the conversations are going to get more longer and more boring.
You know, me and my father have a strained relationship. And I thought that this would bring us closer together. I need to find a name, and I thought maybe this would legitimize my existence. I know I talk a lot, and I was planning on finding a way to be quiet. But this isn't going the way I thought, so I did bring one.
No, we're experiencing moon bend turbulence.
Shut up.
Did anybody hear that?
I got
a gun on the spaceship. If
I can go down in history as the most interesting person in the world ever.
Kill you.
Me? This took a
normal
turn.
Normal speed. And we're back to the light side of the moon.
Oh my God, what have I...
Shuttle, are you
there,
Shuttle?
You brought a gun?
This is Shuttle One.
Yep, we lost you guys there for about a year.
What? And scene. That must have been a big story back on Earth when they lost him.
What's that?
When they lost him, that must have been a big story back on Earth.
Oh, huge, huge. It's like the Malaysia Airlines flight. It was on CNN.
Too soon.
We're very sensitive about this.
Yeah, we just got the too soon. Is it too soon? That was at least 4 years ago, wasn't it?
It was lost for 3.
Yeah.
Did they finally find wreckage?
Yeah, I think so, but I can't remember where it was.
We cut to a green room of a comedy place. Oh, guys, good news.
Yeah?
I just read on the crawl, the CNN crawl, that it's not too soon for Malaysian Airlines anymore. They just made it okay for everybody.
I'm glad CNN lets us know when we can say stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, now people can't get mad. But hey, man, all that stuff we've only been saying in the green rooms.
Yeah, all our great stuff.
All our great green room bits.
Yeah.
I can't wait to unleash my bits out into this hot crowd.
You know what, though? I do want to say, like, why are we beholden to CNN? Right? To tell us what's too soon.
I think that's too soon to talk about.
I think we should go out there tonight.
I don't know.
And we should just say whatever we want about whatever's in the news cycle right now. We don't have to wait 4 years.
Like that beheading yesterday of that little girl?
Yep. Let's show the video and do improv scenes based on it. Right? Let's show these fuckers what's up. This is the reality, and then we're going to make hilarious comedy out of it.
I mean, it's one thing to describe it in great detail, but
let's
to show the video?
Let's show the video.
It's only available on the dark web?
We got to log on to the dark web. We'll pay for it in bitcoins, and then we're going to do scenes about the beheading.
You mean be edgy again?
Yeah!
I don't know, Jason. I mean, this is the comedy place. Like, it is...
That's what CP used to be about. TCP was all about being vibrant and edgy.
We cut to the that performance as the girl's head gets shot up.
Whoa!
All right, now we've seen the video. Get ready to see the scenes.
Commodore's having... Please don't do this.
Welcome to Starbucks. How can I...
behead you.
Well, I don't have a head, so just pour it down my neck. Back in the green room. Oh, man, that was such a great call, Jason.
I feel electric right now. I'm on fire.
We should start doing bits about news before it happens.
Yeah. Are you suggesting...
edgy shit.
Yeah, edgy shit that's about to happen.
So the only way we'll do that is we have to create the news.
I'm in.
So, Toronto, apparently this volcano, killed a lot of people.
Whoa, okay. We got to get a volcano to erupt in Toronto. We got to get that happening so that we can do our bit about the volcano in Toronto.
Yeah, so there's a volcano destroying half of Toronto. And I'm like, hey, is that crazy mayor back from the dead? Thank you. I've been Horatio.
And scene. I forgot about that.
I can't believe
mayor.
Too soon. Too soon talking about deceased Rob Ford.
Too soon.
Recently deceased Mayor Rob Ford. Can't believe you drag his name through the mud here in Austin.
Wasn't both he and his brother crackheads? Or am I making
that up?
I think
just he was.
Just he? Okay. I apologize to his brother.
Wasn't his brother trying to take... Wasn't he trying to run for mayor then afterwards or something like that?
I thought he was Kim Jong-un or something.
Oh, boy. Too soon.
Holy shit, Horatio.
More like Kim Jong-nam. Spray, spray, spray. I'm dead.
I was going to let that guy that was yelling give a suggestion. Did he get mad and leave? Okay, the two people behind us. Give us one word, please. Magic cards?
Yeah.
Interesting. Are you a magician?
No, magic cards are like... Pokemon
Magic the Gathering?
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm proud I don't know that. Thank you.
Said the man hosting an improv podcast.
Really? That's on the same nerd level?
Somehow, they're the same.
I don't know. You guys
well,
play
that? I didn't... my mom didn't let me do anything that was related to magic or witches or anything. Like, I wasn't allowed to read Harry Potter or anything because she said that was the devil's work. And my dad bought me the third book. Just, like, he thought that was, like, a cool gift. They split by this point, so he was like, I'm trying to get cool points.
He was trying to divide you?
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to pit you against your parents? Like, your
Maybe.
Mom?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if he knew that rule, but also it was like, I can't start with a third one.
You completely unaware of the first two? I mean, you knew they were out there, but you didn't know the story from your friends or anything?
I mean, I guess I knew the gist of it.
Right.
I knew Harry.
And the movies weren't out yet?
No, the movies weren't out yet.
Uh-huh. Did you try reading it? Or
no, I didn't. Yeah. I was like, this is pointless.
Have you ever subsequently read any of them?
No, yeah. I haven't read any of them. I haven't seen any of the movies.
Listen to the books on tape.
Yeah?
Jim Dale reading the audiobooks of Harry Potter is flawless.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll do that.
So did you read that third book?
No, I just kept it on the shelf. I never read it.
Just for cool points?
I was like, I should read the first two, but I know my mom will never let me get them, so I just won't even bother. So I missed out on a whole world of magic.
Shit, you did.
It's beautiful. It's sad. Okay. Heartbreaking.
But it's okay. I feel like I found magic in myself.
Nice. All right. That's nice. What grade were you in?
I don't remember when they came out. I feel like... maybe middle school, but I can't really remember. But yeah, I did have friends who were like, so, I mean, I still have friends who are so into it and like, we'll go to Harry Potter World? Land? What is it?
World.
World? and like dress up
land.
And shit?
It's obviously a world.
Yeah, I don't know. I know.
Wasn't that great when they were playing Quidditch and they were flying around? Oh, hey.
Hi. What are you guys talking about?
Just Harry Potter's world. It's the world of Harry Potter. But we can talk about something else now that you're here.
No, you can talk about it. We shouldn't.
No, you'll just feel...
Yeah.
No,
we're talking about Quidditch, which is a very complicated magical sport.
There's a broom and a
ball. I mean, it's much more complicated than that. You're not really doing it justice.
Really.
Okay.
Fuck it. Let's go home. Everybody, let's just go home.
This is my birthday party. I wanted you guys to be here.
I know, but we want to talk about Harry Potter, and I bet you don't even know what a quaffle is.
Is it like a waffle?
No. Oh my God, no.
It's a brick of coffee in Harry Potter's world.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, let's talk about something you're into. Since you don't know about Quidditch.
Oh, you were just saying you found magic in yourself. Did you want to tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. Since you find it yourself, it must be really interesting.
Oh, yeah. I guess I've just been, like, journaling every day.
Oh, my God. Hermione loves to write.
Oh, does it, Shane?
That's right.
Did you buy that extra book that was just Hermione's journal?
Yeah, there's diaries, and she was just like, I love Ron, and Harry's complicated, and it was so good. I couldn't put it down. Yeah. I really identify with her, you know?
She's the one with the big hair.
It's not called hair. It's called Kersquaggles. They don't have hair in Harry Potter's world because his name's Harry. And then if you have hair there, it's confusing.
All right, who needs a ride? I'm getting the fuck out of here. I mean, it's ridiculous. Birthday or no birthday, I mean, come on.
We didn't even do the cake yet. Please, can you just stay?
Rush, you're so angry.
All right, well, okay, I guess this year, I mean, I did bring you a present.
Oh, great. I would love to see it.
Okay, well... You can open it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cool, like, letter thing. What is that?
A letter thing?
It's a letter.
Oh my God, it's a flumple.
It's a flumple, obviously.
Yeah, it's a flumple. It's a magical doctrine. A doctrine, yes, obviously. And you read it, and then you were able to manifest things in your life in the Harry Potter
world. This is embarrassing
I'm
for you,
so
Sashir.
Can I just
Sashir,
take it back?
I got you
I think
present.
I would appreciate it more, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah sure.
Thank you
can
so
have
much.
It.
I've always wanted one anyway.
I got you a present too, Sashir, but I'm like kind of like wavering on giving it to you or not.
Did you get her another doctrine?
What's that? No.
Did you get her another doctrine?
I got you an owl.
That's awesome. I can enjoy that.
Do you know what it's used for?
Like bird stuff.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
this
owls are things
in the world.
This is the
Wizarding Postal Service.
Oh.
And so you can send letters.
Or
doy.
Doctrines. Jeez. God.
I would love to send letters through owls.
Is your car close?
Wait, are we old enough to drive?
Insane. What was that kid doing driving? I drove at 15. I got a license because in Arkansas you could get a license if you had a job. And people would, in the summer, make sure you get a job so you could go get that 15-year-old license. When did you start driving, Dan?
I didn't...
You don't drive?
I've never gotten a driver's license.
Holy shit. They're clapping for you for some reason.
I don't know why I never did, but it's now it just seems like a hassle.
You live in New York, though, right?
No, I live in Baltimore.
Okay. How do you get around there? Public transpo?
Yeah, either walk or get a ride share.
Nice.
I'm not walking that much, as you can tell, but...
So what about when you had to, like, lug equipment and stuff?
Yeah, no kidding.
I used to take the bus everywhere, like Greyhound bus, for, like, months and months of just torture.
Boy.
They used to have this thing called the American... This is an uninteresting story. or you could get a 30-day pass for $400 and go unlimited rides. So I'd book a tour being like, all right, I'll take 18 hours to get from Missoula, Montana to Salt Lake City. And if they pick me up within this 2 hour, I didn't have a cell phone either. So all of this was just like emailing straight. I didn't have a computer, so I'd have to go to the library. just emailing a stranger being like, all right, so you booked the show. I should have told you, I don't have a phone or a car, and I'm by myself. If you could be at the Greyhound station, probably within this two-hour window, because the buses are never on time, and then pick me up, and then I can play the show at your house, and if you could immediately drive me back so I can get in line for the bus so I can get to Phoenix in time, because if I miss that, I'll have to stay with you for 5 days. And that was the structure of my career.
All right, let's do something on that.
I'm very excited to announce that we're going back on tour. It's been a very long time, and I'm very excited to be back with my band. And yeah, we're very excited for this reunion tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you, we know that the band broke up after a series of drunk driving accidents where all your license were taken away from the entire band.
That's right.
It's true.
Y'all.
We were in London, and we would share the driving, and each time, we would try to drive worse than the last time. It's almost a challenge just to keep our, you know, amused during our tour.
Mm-hmm. But now that you have no licenses, how will you do this reunion tour?
Pedicab, baby. Imagine four pedicabs touring across the United States. Now, the tour will start next year, 2018, and finish around 2030.
How many cities are you hitting?
400.
Okay, that's still pretty impressive.
Thank you. Well, one of them is a twin city, so that's it's two right there. They add up.
How do you get across the ocean?
Well, have you ever seen those paddle boats? We're just going to get one of those, and then we're going to pedal really hard and hope we get across. It's going to be so rock and roll.
Our thighs will be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have big Cornish hen thighs.
Yeah. A Cornish hen is traditionally a very small bird.
Right, but... But the legs.
So you're.
But the legs in comparison to the little body are still pretty big.
Sexy man legs.
Still pretty big legs.
Yeah.
Considering, you know.
To be clear.
What they're on.
It's more relational, really. It's the legs' relation to the body.
Cornish game and legs than full grown man legs is what you'd like.
Again, let me specify. If. Imagine our bodies are the size of a Cornish hen. And the leg of a Cornish hen is pretty chubby and juicy.
Are you hungry?
I am. Jace, can I have half of your sandwich?
Of course you can.
Thank you.
So after he eats his sandwich and he's no longer hungry, can we just take that question again? And I'll edit out the first time.
Okay.
So now you don't have to use that Cornish hen.
Great, yeah.
Okay. So using the paddle boat to get across the ocean, do you see that that'll have any positive effects?
Grasshopper legs. Now, if you're going to argue with me that a grasshopper leg isn't big on a grasshopper, I have to say you're absolutely wrong. Now, we'll be on a paddle boat so long that when we reach London, we'll be able to jump to Scotland.
Should we just stop the recording? We can make a list of everything in the world that has big legs, and then we can answer this question.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
It's not what I want. Grasshoppers don't have big legs at all.
They do.
The thinnest legs of all of all living creatures, possibly.
After we paddle, we will have legs like kangaroo.
Fair than a grasshopper. Yeah.
Yeah, kangaroo legs on a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And scene. Wow. Dan, I think we're itching for another Dan Deacon special.
Can we include the audience in this next song?
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to do an old a cappella piece because I don't trust any of this bullshit up here anymore. We'll use it again. But so I'm going to sing and you put that in big quotes. And all of you are going to try to, and you all on stage as well. We'll start with just the stage, and then we'll bring in the audience. You're going to try to recreate the exact sound I'm making exactly as I make it. Think about the pitch of the sound, the duration, the texture, if there's any, like, word content. And don't, like, think about it. Just try to, like, imagine that, like, my mouth is attached to your brain and vice versa. So it's easiest when we close our eyes. Let's just close our eyes. And Matt will start the example with just me and you.
Okay, can we bring down these lights a little bit, too?
Or if we can make them blue or something cool.
Yeah, let's take the
okay, so as soon as you hear my sound...
Do anything about
Doug, they're calling for you, man. Oh? Holy shit, I get the rib out of my fucking mouth.
All right, we're starting with me, and then how will they join?
Oh, well, you're going to fuck it up, so I'm going to explain how to do it.
Oh, all right, cool. I probably will.
You learn through mistakes, so... Hmm. Okay, so...
Wah, wah.
So a little bit shorter of a distance. And again, let's close our eyes. That way we can just really zen out on it. I think we got it. So let's try it with everyone on the stage. Hey, Dave. All right, cool. I think we're getting the gist of it. And so let's all close our eyes. Let's all close our eyes. And let's just... I'm not going to use the microphone, actually, because I think it'll be easier. So at least five of you did close your eyes because it kept going, which was sort of the point, but a lot of you were cheaters. Normally when we do that, everyone closes their eyes, and I don't do anything and just watch, and it's real fun for me. But all y'all fuckers kept your eyes open, and here we are.
Wow. Where did the Billy Joel thing come from? You don't say that every time, do you?
No, I just always think about Billy Joel, and sometimes it comes out.
Sometimes it pops out.
I love the idea of Billy Joel just walking down the street thinking, like, I'm Billy fucking Joel. Like when I'm laying in bed at night, just wondering what Billy's up to.
I was once sitting, or actually the whole UCB, we were sitting on a curb in New York right after our first showcase, which had gone well, and we were all in a very good mood and broke out a joint and we're smoking a joint and just love, and we're only been in New York for a few days and just taking in New York. And down the street, I saw this dude in a leather jacket and like a white shirt coming our way, and he had on sunglasses, and he's coming down the sidewalk right towards us. I'm like, look at this motherfucker. He looks just like Lou Reed. He's dressed up like Lou Reed. This guy thinks he's Lou Reed. We're getting high, and he gets closer, and it's fucking Lou Reed. And he walks right past us, and I think I said, that's fucking Lou Reed. But he wasn't going, I'm cool, I'm Lou Reed.
Like, I had that, within the first week I was living in New York City, I said the same exact thing with Yoko Ono. Walking towards me, I had the same thing of like, oh, this person looks like, holy shit, that's Yoko Ono.
But it's also weird that Lou Reed dresses like Lou Reed to me. Like the fact he had on a t-shirt, like he looked like the cover of that one album, basically. New York. Is that on the cover?
I saw him I'd see him at a restaurant, like in the meatpacking district. Remember that place that was open all night?
Florent.
Florent, yeah. I'd see them there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The one time I saw Lou Reed, I was really excited, and he was walking right towards me. And I was all nervous to be like, oh, it's so great. And he just pushed me out of the way because I was standing in front of the table of snacks. And then just ate snacks. And I was like, Lou Reed. And he just didn't look at me. He was like, mm-hmm. And then just continued eating snacks and then just looked at me and I walked away because I was fucking petrified.
Lou Reed loves Cool Ranch Doritos.
The best part, I mean, he was using both hands.
It's like there's no waste of time of getting food to his mouth.
He's like, at some point, somebody's going to figure out that I'm not supposed to be here and I'm going to get kicked out, so I'm going to shove it in as quick as possible.
Who the fuck let Lou Reed in here?
Now we're not going to have any more snacks.
Hey, Sashir.
Yeah.
I need you to take care of something.
Sure.
Lou Reed snuck in again.
Oh, man. Do I have to do it?
Well,
I like some cheesy pretzels. Where's the Cheetos?
He's sticking his hands in all the dip, and he ruins it.
Left hand on Doritos. Right hand in some chips. Hey, baby.
I mean, I could try to, like, usher him out, but I just don't want him to get, like, Cheeto dust all over me.
Well, you know what? You work here, Sheer. So hop to it and all get him out of here right now.
We could set up a decoy snack table, try and lure him to snacks that are full of Benadryl, maybe get him to fall asleep, and then we can get him out of the door. Like a decoy snack table for just Lou Reed?
That sounds like a great idea,
like a snack
Jason,
trap?
If we had a lot of time.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to help.
Or maybe we
Why
can
are you
line
guys so intimidated by him? Just get him out of here.
Maybe we can line snacks up to the door and like leave a little trail so we can like... pick at them and leave.
All right, that could work.
Oh, damn. Is that some chocolate over in the corner? Might it be?
For a minute, I wasn't sure if it was Lou Reed, but it sounds just like him.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 wait up. There seems to be a pill in here. It seems to be a pink and white pill.
Oh, he's sleeping.
Oh, quick, we gotta get him out of here while he sleeps. He's in a food coma.
Should we just roll him out?
Put some Hershey's Kisses in my pocket. Hey, Jace. Good to see you in New York again, brother.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
I'm good.
Listen, man, I hate to do this, but we gotta get you out of here.
Oh, you're gonna take me to a bigger snack area?
Yeah, we have a really huge craft services set up.
We cut to Lou Reed eating out of a dumpster in the back.
Holy fuck, I'm eating the cheeseburger. It's almost brand new.
Oh my god, that homeless person looks exactly like Lou Reed.
Excuse me, I'm here to sell some celebrity shit.
Scene, holy moly. Came back around.
Jace.
Jace.
That's why you get a Jace in the house.
JC Pennies. All right, I think I've ignored that side of the room because I just can't see him. So back corner over there, give us a word. They got nothing.
Radar.
All right, we'll go over there. What'd you say?
Radar.
Radar. Okay. Radar. How does that work for you?
Rated R?
Oh, rated R. Sorry. Okay, rated R or radar.
First movie I saw as a child was The Exorcist. It was
about radars?
And it was about the guy from MASH with the little arm.
Radar O'Reilly?
Radar O'Reilly, yeah. I'm Lou Reed again.
So you saw The Exorcist. How old were you?
I was like, I think I was four. And
oh, my
really,
God.
Yeah, my older brothers took me. They thought, oh, I don't know, let's go see The Exorcist. And I think I saw like 10 seconds of it and was screaming and crying, like jumping out of the seat to leave.
They left, right?
They left. Yeah, yeah. They were like, they realized, oh, yeah, this is not right.
Because my daughter, who's almost four, like, there's moments in Disney movies even that you're like, I don't want her seeing this. Like, even in Frozen, you know?
I rewatched Tarzan, the Disney movie, and in the beginning, when the jaguar or something kills the parents, there's like blood on the floor.
What?
It's like really graphic. There's like paw prints in blood on the floor.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then they're like, and then he grows up.
In Frozen, the parents just go off into the distance and drown, but we don't, on a ship, they don't talk much about it. But you see bloody footprints.
Yeah.
Also, I watched The Lion King recently, and it's, you know, there's murder, like just like straight up murder. You're murdering this thing, and then not to mention the psychological damage that Simba goes through. And that to me, I find the most stressful of all. Does that not stress anybody out?
What's this not having a dad? I forget. What's the psychological damage?
Well, because he gets framed. Like Mufasa tells him he murdered his father. So he has this
Scar.
Like, oh, Scar. Sorry. Scar tells him he murdered Mufasa.
Who is his uncle? So your uncle tells you that you murdered your father.
He was entrapped. He was like framed. His uncle frames him. Mm-hmm. So then he grows up thinking he killed his dad. I don't know. It's really stressful. And it just really bums me out. And I can't even. I think I spent most of my childhood very, very paranoid. I was going to be framed for a crime I didn't commit. And when I rewatched that, I was like, oh, that's probably why, like, probably it.
Noel, so...
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, and I'm really sorry about your dad dying.
Oh, it's cool. I didn't do it.
Well, that's why I'm here. People, even though he died of cancer, people are blaming you.
But
police just want to talk to you. They just want to do a quick...
I'll cooperate. I'm fine.
A quick interrogation.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Do you want a lawyer?
Do I need a lawyer?
Well, they'll tell you.
Okay. I mean, if I agree to get a... If I...
Can we just have you state your name?
Okay, if I state my name, that in no way is implying that I... Like, I'm guilty of anything, right?
No, of course not.
Okay, cool.
You just need your voice. You need you to identify who you are. That's who we're talking to.
I'm Noelle.
Okay, great. So, now, hospital records show that your father died of cancer.
That is correct.
But we also know through modern medical research that cancer is brought out by stress. Now, would you say that your life or your lifestyle caused any stress to your father during the course of your years?
He flips through a PowerPoint of surveillance photos
we have here
through
your
her life.
Father waiting up very late at night for you to come home after a 11 p.m. curfew was ignored.
Well, I mean, I was 16 years old and I got a little, like, I lost track of time, but he didn't, when
what
I got
What you have been doing?
Well, I was just hanging out with some friends, but I don't think there's any, everything seemed fine. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
We cut to another slide. It's a couple years later and she's wearing a halter top.
You wore this to a family reunion.
Yes,
do you think
I was,
your father felt good about this?
I was just embracing my femininity and reclaiming my sexuality. I mean, if it's really on everybody else if they didn't know
and
how to
accept
it. In
this picture, we see four visible tattoos.
Okay. I was in college, but no, he didn't even know about all of them.
Well, he could see them that day at the reunion.
Okay, well, isn't it more on him? I mean, look, I don't know. I didn't do anything, no.
The one on your lower back says brat. Do you think your father was stress-free about that tattoo? Do you think your brat tattoo gave your father cancer? Yes or no?
I don't
yes
know.
Or no?
I don't know. I just, I thought...
Listen, I'm trying to help you. I don't want my partner to come in here, okay?
No, it's okay.
I'm on your side, okay?
Okay, I want a lawyer.
You want a lawyer?
I want a lawyer.
You know what? You know who wants lawyers? Guilty people.
No, I just... I said something... No, I'm not guilty. I just...
I'll
no,
be honest with you. This interview is stressing me out. I hope I don't get cancer. What are you, some sort of serial killer?
No!
And we cut to an hour later. I'm sorry, we tried to contact your lawyer. Unfortunately, he had a heart attack earlier.
Well, well, well.
I didn't. No.
Isn't that convenient?
What?
Isn't that convenient? Your lawyer has a heart attack. Two victims one day.
I don't even, you know, we barely even talked. I mean, I've only ever, one time you got me out of that parking ticket. It wasn't, I don't know how him, no, I don't think I had anything to do with that.
So you can't even park right.
No, because it's stressful.
And when you can't park right, it's someone else's problem.
Well,
isn't
I mean,
it?
If people would just park in the right ways and leave enough space for everybody. What? Oh, God, no.
Now we're talking to the real Noelle.
No. No, no. Yeah, I see what you're doing. Noah, you know what? I know what's happening. You're stressing me out. You're getting me to be more stressed out than I need to be. And what if you're the killer? What if you did it?
How could I
don't know.
Cause enough stress to your father and your lawyer to have them die of long-term medical complications? Isn't it only you that's in that situation?
No.
Please stop trying to rip your bangs out, Noelle.
I'm just so stressed. This is so
we
my
cut
worst
to
nightmare.
A photo of Noelle's corn-ridden shit being sold behind a Target. Her dad buying it. It's the first time she realized.
Here's a picture we have of your dad buying your shit so that it won't be out there in the world protecting you. Do you think that was stressful for him? To always be monitoring the dark web, trying to find what bodily fluids you've left behind, and trying to buy them up with what remaining Bitcoin he had in an effort to stop the shame that you brought to the family.
All right, I think we have one more left. And Dan, if you want to join us on this one, maybe we'll find a moment. So who knows what'll happen? Okay. Yeah, let's put it in the middle of the table. See what happens. Okay. Okay. There we go. This is it's got good stuff. What should we ask for? An intro question. If you're a fan of the show, give us a question for us to answer. If you know what I'm talking about, an intro question.
The first lie you remember telling your parents.
The first lie we remember telling our parents. That's a good one. You guys remember that?
I used to pretend to be asleep. That's my earliest memory, is tricking my parents into like sleeping as a little kid. But I forgot that you breathe when you're asleep, so I would just hold my breath. And I would just lay there holding my breath, and then like my mom would always be like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, you woke me up. You must have woken me up." And I don't think she even thought that I was like trying to learn how to deceive her. Because she was just like, why weren't you breathing? And I was like, "Oh, I was asleep.
Poor parents always thinking you're dead.
And that's all parents worry about, is their kids stop breathing. We cut to one of those it's a sleep apnea test. What we're going to do is we're going to keep you here for the night, and we monitor your breathing, and we're going to videotape your facial tics, and we learn a lot about you, and we'll find out if sleeping is a problem, and if you're in a deep REM sleep or otherwise. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever slept in these kind of conditions before? Probably not, right?
No, I haven't. I haven't noticed any issues with my sleep, but other people tell me.
Mm-hmm. Do you snore?
I guess. Or I make noise, kind of, yeah.
Oh, noise beyond snoring?
I mean, I don't know. I'm asleep, so...
Okay, well, we'll find out. And okay, so I'm going to put on some relaxing vibe music.
Okay.
Just to keep it okay and relax. Relax.
Ah!
Whoa!
No! Get away! Put it down!
Hey! You fell asleep really quickly. which is a good thing, I guess.
Thank
but
you.
But then you were into a oh, do you realize you were just in a night terror?
No.
You don't. Do you remember anything of the nightmare you're just having?
I guess I was listening to the water sounds that you were playing, and it made me think of like, just like being on a beach.
And that made you scream?
Is that what I was doing?
Mm-hmm. Here, let's try. I'm going to try to get you in a deeper sleep. I'm going to put on some. Okay, here we go. This will put you into a deep sleep. Okay, and I want you to describe. I want you to describe to me everything you're seeing in your dreamscape. Are the fairies friendly, or are they for you, or are they against you? Go over to a fairy and talk to it.
Hi, fairy.
Hey, Sashir.
I don't think they're nice.
Are they threatening you? What's happening?
Why don't you take this scenario? It won't hurt.
What did I do?
We just want to play.
Maybe you're having a negative attitude with the fairies. Just try to embrace the game that the fairies want to play with you. Maybe that'll help your sleep.
Why don't you take my hand, Saskia.
I'm taking the fairy's hand.
Wrong choice.
And that's like Texas kind of humidity, or
Texas.
Want a beer? You want a beer?
No, I don't like beer.
All of a sudden, she realizes she's walking down the middle of Sixth Street, and that's what the stickiness is.
All right.
$2. Come on in here.
Margarita's
$2.
Fair change. Free shots.
Oh, thank you.
You can't
open carry. Do you want a gun?
No.
Take
a gun, Sashir.
As she takes the gun, she all of a sudden she finds herself in the back of the line at Voodoo Donuts. This is taking forever. I don't even know if it's worth it.
I'm gonna shoot all these people.
What did you say?
I'm gonna shoot all these people.
Do it. Just wanna play.
She shoots her way through the line, shooting every person in the back of the head, which is really unfair. Making her way to the front of the line until right in the front of the line is a man, sunglasses and a leather jacket, curly hair.
Are you Lou Reed?
Can I get you a donut? Sometimes it tastes just like a donut. Sometimes it tastes like a chicken wing. Cause it's voodoo, baby.
It's a perfect day, Sashir.
Maybe it is a perfect day. I'm like maple bacon donut.
Coming right up. I'm in your dreams.
You know what you have to do, Sashir. Pull out the gun. Kill.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The fairies told me to.
Oh, shit.
That's our show, folks. Dan Deacon, Sashir, Noel, Jason, Horatio. Give them all a hand. Yeah, humans, this is an improv podcast called Improv for Humans. If you've never heard the podcast, come hear this episode. It will be out very soon. It's on Earwolf. And if you're ever in L.A. or New York, come visit us at the UCB theaters. And if you can't make it there, go to CISO.com and watch our show, the UCB Comedy Show. Some of our best acts are on that show. And thanks for the support.
Cheers.
Keep being human.
Improv for Humans is holding a nationwide improv contest. Check out www.contestforimprovforhumans.com for details. Be a good human and subscribe to CISO.com today. Season 2 of the UCB show is out now, featuring many Improv for Humans regulars. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. Every week, my co-host Frank Santopadre and I take a fun look back at the movies, music, and TV shows we love, and the performers we grew up watching. People like Dick Van Dyke.
I'm very impressed.
Adam West.
Thank you, Gilbert Grape.
Bruce Dern.
Well, thank you, sir. I much appreciate the intro.
Jessica Walter. Ron Liebman. Our pal, Dana Gould. Ira Glass.
Wow.
Matthew Broderick.
Thank you for that lengthy introduction.
Yeah, Bob Einstein.
What an introduction.
Welcome, our pal, Chevy Chase.
Oh, hi. Yes. Hey, thank you, Gil.
Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast, right here on Earwolf.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus. I mean, Jazos. Ruler of the Eighth Circle.
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.